This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam celebrates the living unity of India's many traditions while honoring their unique identities. In an op-ed published in many newspapers today, Mr. Modi said, "What can be a better place than Kashi to host such a Sangamam?" He said Kashi has remained a civilizational anchor from time immemorial, where people have come from all over the world in search of knowledge, meaning and moksha for thousands of years. Prime Minister Modi wrote that Kashi's connection with Tamil people and culture is very deep. He said it is in Kashi that Baba Vishwanath resides, while Tamil Nadu has Rameshwaram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Earlier, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla chaired the meeting of the Standing Committee of the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth at the Red Fort in Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said the 28th CSPOC will serve as a key global platform to advance dialogue, innovation and collaboration in support of stronger and more effective parliamentary democracies. The polling has begun for 29 municipal corporations in Maharashtra. Voting is underway at 2,869 seats spread across 893 wards. The polling, which began at 7:30 a.m., will conclude at 5:30 p.m. A total of 3.48 crore voters are eligible to decide the fate of 15,931 candidates, including 1,700 in Mumbai and 1,166 in Pune. Counting of votes will take place tomorrow. Maharashtra government has declared a public holiday today for areas falling under the 29 poll-bound municipal corporations. Employers must allow employees at least 2 to 3 hours to vote, and action will be taken against establishments that do not grant the holiday or voting time. The 78th Army Day Parade is set to take place in Jaipur this morning. The Army will showcase its discipline, strength and modern military capabilities before thousands of spectators on Mahal Road in Jagatpura. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Army Chief General Upadhyay Dwivedi will attend the parade. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the brave soldiers, veterans and their families. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the Indian Army remains steadfast in safeguarding the unity, sovereignty and integrity of the nation. She added that the Indian soldiers defend the country's borders and provide critical assistance during disasters and humanitarian crises. The president said that their unwavering nation-first spirit continues to inspire every Indian. The United States has announced that it will pause immigrant visa processing from 75 countries, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department said that migrants from these countries take welfare from the American people at unacceptable rates, and they often become public charges on the United States upon arrival. The decision came after the U.S. President Donald Trump said that no country can afford to take in millions of people and pay for their education and health care. Mr. Trump further said that his administration will not make any payments due to sanctuary cities from the first of next month. IMD has issued an orange color warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh today. The Met Department also predicted dense fog at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan and West Bengal, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim during the next 2 days. IMD has said that cold wave conditions are very likely to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated host India by 7 wickets in second ODI match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot last night. The win helped Black Caps to level up the 3-match series with 1-1. Daryl Mitchell's unbeaten 131 run knock majorly contributed to New Zealand's chase of 285 runs in 47.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.